manifestation of my son, what he died for, what he paid for. And I'm coming today with a new determination. For I'm determined, says the Lord, that you will have everything that I paid for at the cross. For know this, says the Lord, I'm putting things within your reach. I am putting things within your grasp. I am awakening and I am opening. I am shaking and I am shifting things into divine alignment with you in this house, in this nation, and in the nations of the earth. And I saw the Spirit of the Lord descending in this place. And as he descended, we were ascending. And I saw this picture of the phoenix rising out of the ashes. And I feel like the Lord is saying that this is your season to arise. This is your season to shine. But it's also your time to take your rightful place. For the next 3 years, said the Lord, I'm going to begin to open up a window, and I'm going to begin to open up a door that will cause nations to be changed in a day. For even in a moment, says the Lord, I'm coming to even turn the hearts of kings, to turn the hearts of presidents, to turn the hearts of prime ministers. For many of you would say, isn't the darkness getting darker? And I say, oh yes, but when the darkness is darker, is not the light shining brighter? For this is the season, says the Lord, of contrast. For you are in the place of a conflict with kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. But have you not read the rest of the story? Do you not know the fullness of my word? I win. I've already won. The battle is finished. The war is over. And I am bringing you into a new place of victory. You are not fighting from the place of being an opponent. You are not fighting from the place of contention. But you are fighting from the place of being the incumbent champion. For the Lord says, this is the season where I'm flipping the script. You must see yourself as I see you. You must see this land as I see it. For the Lord says that there is a fountain that is about to erupt with the goodness, with the grace, with the power and the majesty of God. And I'm about to put my splendor on display in you and through you. Get ready, says the Lord. It will not be by accident that you would be in a place by... This is directed specifically to the airport, but it's for Canada and for us in general. For you are a landing strip and a launching pad to bring a move of the Spirit of God to the nations on the earth. But I hear the Lord say that I'm releasing a special anointing to torment the enemy. I am releasing a special anointing on the church to torment the enemy, to disrupt his plan, to disarm his minions. But I'm releasing a greater authority and anointing for you to rise. For this day I say to Canada that it is time for you to take your rightful place. For you will not be a place of passivity. You will not be a place of passivity. But you will be a present place. A presence place. You will be a host nation to what I'm about to do on the earth. For there is a fire in the north that I'm about to release, and I feel like the Lord is about to hit the heartland of Canada like never before. And I felt the Lord was about to set provinces on fire. I feel like the Lord is about to do what has never been done before, even in Nova Scotia. I feel like the Lord said, I'm about to melt the heart of the fishermen. I am about to melt the heart of those who have been caught up by the beautiful scenery. But they are about to see the creator of the scenery. I'm about to even make the area even into a gateway into the Americas and into the nations of the earth. And the Lord says, I'm coming like never before, even in Ontario, says the Lord. I began to move in Toronto and beyond. The Lord says that I'm going to smother this province with kisses. You will be a people of intimacy, says the Lord. And I'm breaking the hearts of my church, and I'm turning the hearts of those who have been lost, and you are about to see a movement of my spirit, especially amongst the Muslims. For I, the Lord, say, many will come from different places. They will come from the Middle East. They will think they are coming for business. They will think they are coming to do something different, but they will find salvation. For I am causing the doors and the arms of the province of Ontario to open your arms wide, for you shall be a salvation province, says the Lord. For I'm about to release the heart of the evangelists in this city, in this province, like never before. And the Lord says, I am going to begin to raise up those that will begin to run, those that will begin to run, that will begin to run. And I felt like the Lord said, it is time for those of you in the room to run again. To run again, to run again. Some of you are crawling, some of you are walking, some of you are lying down, some of you are sitting, but I am telling you, I am about to cause you to run again, to run again, to run again. You are going to run into my arms. You're going to run into the harvest fields like never before. There is a quickening coming. There is a quickening coming to Quebec. I am turning the hearts. I am turning the hearts. I am turning the hearts. And in that province, says the Lord, I'm going to release a fire, especially amongst the Catholics. I'm going to release a fire once again amongst the church, upon the church. I am about to bring a unity. I'm about to bring a presence. I'm about to bring a healing. I feel like there's a healing revival coming to the church in Quebec. It is going to heal the heart of the church. It is going to heal the heart of the leaders. And I feel this strong today that the Lord is about to really right now heal the heart of fathers. He's about to heal the heart of fathers in this land. I believe the Catholic priests, Anglican priests, and the heart of the fathers, those that would be in leadership in government, they're about to be healed. I believe that the Lord is about to release the odd wonder of God in Alberta. He's about to release miracles in Manitoba. He's about to really release a saturating presence in Saskatchewan. And I believe that there is a fire that going to be to sweep through the heartland of this nation that is going to be unprecedented. And I felt the Lord say that breakthrough is coming in British Columbia as well. And I felt like out of British Columbia, there's going to be a fire that is going to Asia, out of Ontario into the eastern province. I saw it going to Europe. I saw the Lord making one big heart. And it begins at the end, and it ends in Canada. I believe right now, you are a nation with heart. You are a church with heart. The Lord says, watch, and I'm about to do in the seasons that are ahead, but do not delay any longer. Do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate, for there is a three-year window that is opening upon you. I heard the Lord say that over the last few months of this year, the last 4 to 5 months of this year, you must prepare to accommodate. Preparations belongs to you. Timing belongs to me. But you are in a preparation season. And I said, Lord, what are you preparing for? He said, sweet 16. I feel like 2016, the sweetness of God, the very essence, the very aroma of heaven is about to fill this room. It is about to fill you like never before. And 2016 will be a gateway into 2017. And you will see, says the Lord, something that is going to be a sound that is heard around the world. You were born for it, for such a time as this. Step into it. Step into it. Run into it. Don't look away. Don't pull the covers over your head. Your greatest days are not behind you. You are right. They're right in front of you. Your greatest moments in God, your greatest moments in revival, your greatest moments in the earth are right here and are right now, says the Lord. I believe that you need to say right here, right now. It has to happen somewhere, so it might as well begin here with you. We are stepping into a season of supernatural deliveries. This is a season of encounter. I really believe the Lord is about to release you into a season of close encounters. Close encounters of the God kind. He is drawing near. We're pressing into Him, but He is pressing into us. We don't have to beg Him to come. He desires to come. The secret, He always shows up where He is wanted.
Amen.
Word of the Lord.
Okay. Oh.